This is Dr. Subhajit Kumalaski, British physician Lawrence Robinson. You keep your call, Godfather. Finishing him, his date of birth is 8 2099 45 94 9th edition. A flat polyploid mass nodule tube is disappearing. Multiple biopsies were taken. It could not be removed safely with a colonoscopy. And patient will be referred for endoscopy because of resection for removal. So the biopsy was taken. Coming out, I saw in the splenic fracture a semi-pedunculate polyp was noted about 5 millimeters, which removed the heart stem polyploid successfully. No post polyploid bleeding in the proximal descending colon. A polyp was noted, 5 millimeter flat polyp removed the hard portion of polypectomy successfully. And then in the distal descending colon, 5 millimeter polyp removed on the hard portion of polypectomy successfully. And the rectus sigmoid, about 5 millimeter pedunculate polyp was noted without removing the hard snail polypectomy successfully. In the retroflexion, the received hemorrhoid and oblique, gate 2 hemorrhoid and oblique for a straight demonstration. Push the patient not come to the final class of cecum, number 2 fair prep, number 3. Torches phone number 4, a cecal polyploid mass noted flat, tubules appearing, multiple biopsies were taken, histological diagnosis. It could not be removed safely with the colonoscopy. It needed endoscopic medical EMR resection, or depending on the biopsy, if this comes out to be high grade dysplasia, the patient may benefit from the cecal resection. Number 2, number two was splenic flexure polyp, removal of the heart snail polyp, 5 millimeter size, semi-pedunculated. Number 3, proximal descending colon polyp, heart removal of the heart portion polyp, successful 5 millimeter size. Number 6, descending colon polyp, distal descending colon polyp, removal of the heart portion polyp, about 3 millimeter polyp size. Another polyp was rectosigmoid polyps, pedunculated. About 5 millimeter inflamed appearing, removal of the heart snail polyp successfully, no post-polypectomy bleeding. Patient also have grade 2 internal hemorrhoids and tortuous colon fair prep. Recommendation, await for the polyp, all the polyp, await for the polypoid mass biopsy from the cecum. If the polypoid mass is going to be high-grade dysplasia, the patient is going to go for cecal resection. Otherwise, it comes out. The other bears, otherwise, they will be sending for colonoscopy with endoscopy mucosal resection if no high grade dysplasia noted. And then further follow up the colonoscopy, a further recommendation about whether the patient needs a cecal surgery will depend on the finding of the endoscopy mucosal resection polypectomy. Number 3, alert for the rest of the polypathology and advise the patient take hypochlorous water. There's 2 supplements, a series of 5% preparation, HNSO and fail, and rotation. Please send a copy to Dr. Goodrich and copy Dr. Parinseri. I'm going to refer the patient to Orlando Regional Medical Center to Dr. Varadar Jalu. And his work phone number is 321-842-2431 for colonoscopy with the endoscopy mucosal resection. That will be done as soon as possible. And a dictation, please send a copy to Dr. Goodrich. Dr. Parinseri, the procedure was June 25th to 22nd. The patient told procedure well, no complication.